You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM. I'm hungry,
yes, I'm really hungry, I'm hungry. And now we go from a guy that's beer, to a guy that's just hungry.
He eats all the time.
He eats constantly.
But
you
I don't
can
know
tell.
Where he puts
He's 110
it.
Pounds. You can tell, you know?
Each time we talk about this, Tom, my weight goes down.
Yeah. I think your weight is going down.
It is true. I agree with Jason on that.
Today's Hungry Man is brought to you by our friends over at FoodShare. And we've talked before about, especially this time of season, no one should go hungry. Their Tackle Hunger campaign is in full swing. So consider donating some time or some canned goods, some food to that cause. It's a perfect time of the year to do it.
It is.
And, you know, outside right now, the temperature is definitely dropping.
Mm-hmm.
It's arbitrary, considering we live in California, but it's cold, and we also live by the ocean. There's seafood. Where I grew up, cold means snow. There's one place down in Westlake that's marrying seafood of Southern California and the snow of the Midwest, and that's the Raw Bar. Well, technically, it's Four Seasons of Westlake Village.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. I got to get over there. Okay, tell us about the Raw Bar.
So the Raw Bar is a really cool concept. On Friday nights, the lobby lounge of the Four Seasons Westlake Village gets converted over to the Raw Bar, and Raw Bar is all usually, you know, oysters and seafood. Ceviche, chilled shrimp, and they actually transform the room by moving out a lot of the furniture and bringing in this bar setup. They do a square right at the entrance. The first kind of leg of the square is a glass case full of all these beautiful pieces of lobster and shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice. Very cool mood lighting. They've got a nice blue light over the area. There's a chef that's actually building these Raw Bar platters right in the middle, kind of a circular room. It's a really cool concept. And then again, with the snow aspect, from 6 at 6 o'clock and at 9 o'clock on Friday nights, they're doing this snowfall. They're actually creating snow through some kind of Hollywood-style machinery. They're doing snowfall out on their lookout terrace.
Oh, how
pretty.
Is
that cool or what?
Wow, I got to try that.
Yeah, that sounds neat.
And I had a really neat opportunity. The director of marketing, Shelby Taylor, had reached out to me through the blog and asked if I wanted to come and check out the Raw Bar concept. And being the hungry man, how could I say no?
Yeah, hungry man eat.
Yeah, exactly. But it's kind of a new concept for them. It just launched in November, so they're really trying to get a good buzz about it. And it's worth the effort. It's worth the trip. You know, a lot of people don't go over the grade from Ventura area and, you know, Camarillo.
There's a stigma.
There's
Isn't that
a stigma,
crazy?
That physical barrier, but it's all Ventura County. You got to get out there and enjoy it. And the Raw Bar place is a great way to entertain. It's also a really nice romantic evening, Sandy. I know, you know, maybe for your next 29th birthday.
That's what I'm thinking. Exactly.
Another one.
I'm not sure what we're up to.
29 again?
Actually, it is coming up in February. So.
Oh, no, we're not going to start celebrating yet. But don't even bring it up again until February.
That's until February at least. But it was a great time. Again, the staff was excellent. The food was amazing. So Chef Lamotte over there has one signature dish that I want to make sure we do not miss out on, and it's his Highway 101 chowder. Chef Lamotte came from the Four Seasons in San Francisco. And during his drive from San Francisco down to Westlake, he got inspired on his own kind of variation of a chowder. It's got clams, it's got shrimp, it's got some pepperiness to it.
Yum.
And it really kind of, for him, speaks to his drive down the coast.
Wow.
It's really nice.
Now, how much does this cost? In other words, is it just one fee when you go in? Or you?
No, it's a a la carte menu or a couple of prefix options. Bree and I, my wife and I, went and had the prefix menu for two, which includes two soups. They have a beautiful lobster bisque as well. It's velvety. They do pumpkin confit and spiced pepitas on it with a little bit of pumpkin seed oil. But it's two soups, a medium platter, which includes half a chilled lobster, about six different prawns, eight oysters, four of them from the West Coast, four of them from the East Coast,
wow,
some ceviche, and a dessert. It's $84 a person for that prefix menu for two. And it was filling. It was service.
It's 84 for two or 84 per person?
No,
84
for two.
For two people.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Actually really,
yeah,
really,
well,
good.
You're talking about that kind of food. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, lobster and all that's expensive.
It's incredibly reasonable. We had a great experience. The staff was extraordinary. There were times where our water glass was full and we didn't even know they stopped by. And again, we sat at the bar, so the chef was right there able to tell us about some of the dishes he's making. They had two kinds of ceviche, so he's telling me about the Peruvian red snapper ceviche. They also have shrimp and halibut ceviche, which is really nice. It was kind of a green verde ceviche. We had a great experience. The sauces that he's doing, too, are really creative. He's got a fennel mignonette, which is kind of a vinegar, peppercorn, usually a little bit of shallot.
Mm-hmm.
He did a tequila cocktail sauce for the shrimp, and tequila came through. It was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, Bree's like, I don't think I should have too much more of this cocktail sauce. But yeah, it's very flavorful.
And you're taking a doggy bag home a straw.
And the other one I really liked was their cilantro habanero aioli, which is basically a mayo, right? You mix in some neat ingredients, get some flavor out of it.
Right.
But we use that as a light dipping sauce for the chilled lobster, and it really accentuated the sweetness of that main lobster claw.
Ooh, I like lobster.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Me too.
I didn't have dinner last night, so I'm starving.
Yeah, you know what? I had a piece of string cheese coming in. I want some lobster now.
Sandy, we were talking about your birthday coming up, and I know your son's a little bit older, but they do have a really cool option as well for families. Because, again, it's a little more upscale restaurant. You know, it's got kind of almost a Vegas casino kind of feel as far as the
okay, you can stop there. Sandy can't go in. You set upscale.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I can dress up.
But to really allow for those children and the families to come in, they have an awesome little kids buffet right at the entrance. It's about 2 foot tall, almost to my chest height, you know. I'm a short guy.
2 foot. So you got to sit at the kids' table, huh? Cool.
People were looking at me funny because I went over and I'm kneeling in front of it taking pictures of the different options. But it was laid out really nicely. It's, you know, welcoming to the children. There's PB&J on there, pizza, chicken tenders, little crudités in a glass with dipping sauce.
I can see it now. Sandy going in there with Ryan and him looking at her going, I am not sitting over there. Don't even think about it.
But seriously, you can have the kids partake of that bar while you do the raw bar so the kids can come in with you?
That's correct. Yeah, it's their general restaurant, which is open. It's the Lobby Lounge restaurant, which is open Monday through Friday.
I'm going to do this.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But then on Friday nights, they convert it over. Also on Saturday nights, mm-hmm. they convert it to their Mercato Italiano concept. So it's more of an Italian restaurant, a pasta
Carol
bar.
Carol would love that.
Yeah, that would be
They
want
to
be
allow
good.
For that family experience. Again, it's a very classy, a little crisp restaurant, but they don't want people to feel like it's stuffy. They want to allow the families to come in and have a good time.
Very awesome. Cool.
And now through the end of December is the snowfall. So get in there 6 and 9 p.m. Want to make sure to touch on that also. And last special and offer they're really focusing on, which is right in line with what we like to talk about, charities. They're aligned with the U.S. Marine Reserve Toys for Tots.
Okay.
So for those that opens at 5:30 in the restaurant, but for those who want to come in and dine at 5 o'clock through the end of December, if you bring an unwrapped toy, you get children under 12 eat for free for each toy that's brought in.
Oh,
so they're encouraging, again, the snowfall, the family, giving back.
That's awesome.
Under 12.
Good job. Thank you.
I can see Sandy right now. Ryan, you're 11. All of us have done that.
It says 12 and under.
Oh, 12 and under. Okay, because all of us have done that. Okay, now listen to me. We're at the movies right now. You're only 6.
You're 6 foot tall, but you're 6.
But I got a mustache. Don't worry about it. It's just part of the family tradition and traits.
It worked for the Grinch. Jim Carrey's the Grinch.
All right, so what do you have for us as far as a giveaway?
They're very gracious. They're giving away dinner for two at the Raw Bar. Again,
they are?
Dinner for two at the Raw Bar. I definitely recommend the prefix menu for two. It gives you a nice variety. You can split the soups if you want to do a lobster bisque and a chowder instead of two chowders. I recommend it highly.
Wow.
It's worth it. The experience was excellent. The management was very gracious. The staff was on point. It's a wonderful time. Go over the grade and go and see them.
Wow, that is awesome. 289-1520. We'll take caller number 15 on that one for a dinner for two at the Raw Bar. Oh, man, that just sounds great.
It does sound fun.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you, Jason.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. All right, well, we're going to go on a really quick break and listen to some really great sponsors. When we come back, we have Jim with What's Happening, and you don't want to miss it. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.